This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are opening up the show this week with Chris Martinson. Chris has some very, very strong views on what's going on right now in Iraq, as do I, as does Corey, as does Glenn Downs and other people who are going to be coming on the show following Chris. The situation in Iraq certainly is very, very serious, number one. Number two, I think it is very, very obvious that the United States going into Iraq when George Bush Jr. was president was a mistake. The thing that I would say, and Chris, you might violently disagree with me, and our listeners might also, Saddam Hussein might have been the devil incarnate or a really, really bad person. But I got to tell you, he did keep a lid on that country. That lid has been totally blown off right now, and the implications on the energy sector very possibly could be huge. What do you got to say about that?
Well, I have a lot to say, and I'll agree with you that, you know, we might say that Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. He was demonized in the Western press, but he is an angel compared to the Islamic insurgents who are now coming from the north, and many of them are streaming over the border from Syria. And these are hardcore, very conservative Islamic insurgents. They believe in Sharia law. They are coming to spread their special brand of cheer across the world if they can. And you know what? It really bears mentioning here, because you don't read about this in many articles that are talking about the conflict right now, is that these are the same people in many respects that we just recently armed and trained as part of the anti-Bashad's Syrian insurgency just to the north. So we gave them armaments, we gave them TOW anti-tank missiles, we gave them portable air anti-aircraft missiles, and also took them to Qatar and trained them as special training camps. So all of this is Americans are up to their eyeballs in this conflict. A, for having torn Iraq apart in the first place on the basis of lies about weapons of mass destruction that turned out to have been based on manufactured evidence, courtesy of certain people in the Pentagon. And now there's a mess there. And it's the oldest mess in the world. It's the Sunni-Shiite mess. That sectarian violence is now guaranteed to spread. No surprise there, really. But the real surprise was, A, how fast this happened. B, how quickly the North folded. We saw reports where the so-called Iraqi army just ran away from their posts. Just they have no skin in this game as far as they're concerned. So they ran back to the south. And here's the big concern, Al, if this spreads down all the way to the south and this compromises Iraqi oil exports, which are a little north of 3 million barrels per day, there is nobody in the world who is capable of ramping up production to meet those 3 million barrels of today. Nobody left who can do that. And that would mean pretty much instantaneously, if world oil is at 110 barrel today, I would tack at least $20 onto that if there was a threat of that Iraqi oil coming offline.
First off, guys, I have to say, what a repeat story of the U.S. going in, destabilizing a place, leaving it, and then it being an even worse situation. And now we're seeing Iraq going down quite a scary road just in a matter of days. But I feel like we have to focus on the oil situation just because you can't mention Iraq without oil. You got into it a little bit there, Chris, but I wanted to touch on a couple others. People are saying Saudi Arabia could pick up the slack. I know you don't think they could. How about also some of the Canadian oil producers or other oil producers around the world? Can they pick up the slack, or are we just in a world of higher oil prices, which also push up manufacturing costs?
We're pretty much in a world of higher oil prices. Generally speaking, anybody who can produce oil is producing about as much as they can. There's really only one swing producer left on the planet. That's Saudi Arabia. The idea is they've made many promises in print that they have total production capacity of 12.5 million barrels per day. They're producing around 10.0 million barrels per day. So they allegedly have 2.5 million barrels of swing production capacity. I really doubt it because I've been tracking their production statistics for a long time. Sometimes they can get just a little higher than 10 million barrels per day, but it seems to take a lot of sustained effort. There are 80% of Saudi production comes from just three oil fields, and each of those three oil fields has been in production for over 50 years, some of them 60 years. So if you're in the oil business and you've got a mature field and it's 50, 60 years old, it's just not coming out quite like it used to. They're doing every trick in the book, steam injection, CO2 injection, water injection, you name it. They're doing all the things that you do to extend the life. But the idea that they could just double down on those efforts and squeeze another few million barrels per day, maybe they can. But I would hope that policymakers and betting public and the investors of the world would say, ask this question, which is, what if they can't?
Yeah, what if they can't? It's really interesting. I have to tell you, the situation in Iraq has been a loser since day one. I remember having a conversation with then-Congressman Ron Paul about that. He said that he was against it then. I said, why the heck has the United States even gone in there? And he just said, Al, it's all about the all, which is the way a Texan would put it. And of course it is. You know, it was a huge, huge mistake. You know, it's really interesting when you realize some of the major mistakes that your country and my country, Chris, you know, has made. And people just blindly, you know, a lot of people just blindly say, you know, my country, right or wrong, it can't be wrong. That's a real fallacy, in my opinion. Any comments on that?
The United States was absolutely wrong in this. When we look, though, at what's happening in the world, the only word that works for U.S. foreign policy is destabilizing, right? That's what we've done. So you look at what happened in Libya. There again, there was some insurgency was coming up, and we had a chance to help fund that insurgency. Maybe we could get Muammar Gaddafi out. That happened. The whole place is a complete mess at this point in time. It's absolutely a dysfunctional country. The oil production from that nation has plummeted from 1.5 million barrels to basically zero at this point in time. That's off the market. And that same destabilization then extended into Egypt. That country is now a mess and really stumbling around. We did the same thing in Syria. We've done the same thing in Iraq, obviously. We're pushing as hard as we can against Iran, but that's a much larger, more stable country. We're just destabilizing the whole region, and you kind of have to ask why, because roughly 40% of all the oil that hits the export market in the world comes from that region. And specifically, most of that passes through the Strait of Hormuz, which is that tiny, tiny little choke point in the ocean that separates the Persian Gulf from the rest of the world. That if the region became inflamed and that choke point got cut off, we would see an immediate 40% reduction in worldwide shipments of exportable crude oil. It would be an enormous body blow of a shock to an economy, a world economy, that I don't think is in any position to weather something like that. And it just makes me absolutely mystified why, when I look at the United States, Japan, and Europe bond and equity markets, none of that risk is priced in. None of it. They're all priced for perfection.
Chris, always fascinating talking to you about energy and just global economics. I really respect what you have to say. Can you just quickly tell our listeners kind of what your website is all about and how you help people with not only investing but staying up to date and what's going on around the world?
Sure, Corey. The website is peakprosperity.com, and what we do is we spend a lot of time looking at what's going on in the world geopolitically from an energy standpoint, also resources. I call that the environment standpoint. That's things we're taking out of the world, also the waste streams we're putting back in. Because our view is we can no longer just look at the economic part of the story without understanding the context of energy and the environment part. We put all three pieces together, hopefully provide a context that people find has better explanatory power, a little bit predictive, and gives us a framework for understanding that, boy, it's time for us each individually to become more resilient and understand that there could be some pretty big disruptions on the way.
I have to agree 1,000% on that. We've been saying that on this show for an awful long time, and I know that when you communicate with people via your website, which is a great one, by the way, that you guys are pretty much spreading that same gospel. Chris, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to continue this discussion with Glenn Downs.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with Glenn Downs. Got a couple of political issues that we're going to chat about with Glenn in the next couple of segments. The first one is the situation going on, among other places, in McAllen, Texas, where the kids are just coming across the borders in droves, tens of thousands is my understanding. I followed that story all of last week, both on the liberal networks and on the conservative networks. It's an interesting situation. What I find particularly interesting about it, Glenn, is the fact that there is no freedom of the press right now. The press is simply not allowed in there, and I have to wonder why that's the case. Any comments?
Well, Al, in addition to the press not being allowed in there, there have been a few leaked photographs that have been sent out, put out on the internet by Border Patrol agents, law enforcement agents, who are indicated, and they've been told to stand down, not arrest people, and they have people coming across the border, that is to say, they have leaked those photos, put them out on the internet, and they show almost warehouses full of teenagers, basically, in pretty tough conditions. And apparently, a lot of the border agents have been threatened with their jobs if the leaks continue. So this is a systematic way of trying to keep a lid on a story that's an important story.
Glenn, this is all very curious to me because in the recent couple of elections, we've heard a lot of talk about illegal immigration, just immigration in general, and now all of a sudden we have this story of all these children coming across the border. In your eyes, is this just coincidence that it's happening in this time?
No, the older I get, the fewer coincidences I think that exist in the world. You know, there are credible reports of stories being spread in Central American newspapers, the word being, you know, right now, get up to the border. When you get to the border, you just surrender yourself to the Border Patrol agents. They won't send you back. They won't take you back across the border, and they're going to put you into one of these facilities, and there are several military facilities, and there are reports that people are being dispersed to other locations in the country from these military facilities. And the word down there is that if you get up here, you'll get some form of amnesty, and that's something that people, including the current, now going House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, had said just as recently as last week, said that he was willing to work with Mr. Obama for quote-unquote humanitarian cases for amnesty for children. Well, some of these aren't, you know, infants like baby Moses or something. Most of these people are, you know, fully evolved teenagers. They're just under 18. And they're coming up here, and the idea is if you get in, then you can become the anchor person. You get amnesty, you become anchor, then you get the rest of your family in. So this is a systematic kind of a thing that's going on.
Well, it's a systematic kind of thing that's going on, you know, and it started with a problem that should have never, ever been a problem. Allowing illegal immigrants into this country to the extent that they were allowed into this country is absolutely sinful, in my opinion, and that may be putting a little too strongly, Glenn, but I really feel that way. The government did nothing about it for so many years, and now you simply can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. I mean, how are you going to deport millions of people? It's not going to happen, but I think that it has to be stopped, and they're not stopping it. Now, I watched an interview yesterday with a Border Patrol fellow who actually was the union leader for the Border Patrol Union. He said in terms of deplorable conditions for these teenagers, as you identify them, he said that's really not the case. He said we're doing everything we can to keep these people comfortable, you know, etc. Is that not true? I mean, you don't know and I don't know, but, you know, is the Border Patrol trying to do the right thing here? I don't know. But again, I have to stress the fact that the press is not allowed in there scares the daylights out of me.
Well, I think we should all be for sunshine and transparency, and we're not getting it in this case. I don't know how deplorable, quote-unquote, the situation is relative to potentially where some of these folks came from, but I do know this, that regardless of what that particular Border Patrol agent said, and I'm sure he was sincere, put it this way, the United States Senate this week appropriated $1 billion, an extra $1 billion, just to take care of these underage folks from Central and America and Mexico and migrating upward northward. So if everything was A-OK, and they wouldn't need an extra $1 billion. So that's an indication. It's a real indication of what the current state of the situation might be down there.
Glenn, can you explain to me what is going to happen with some of these children and teenagers that are up here? Are they going to be able to stay, or are they going to be sent back? What's going on?
It's a real good question, and I'm not sure anybody can give you a really good answer, because what's happened is the rule of law has just simply broken down. We've got the President of the United States has decided that he's simply not going to enforce the laws of the land, and with the acquiescence of all kinds of other elected officials. So now, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. We're reaping it. And there's some belief that this is an attempt to just kind of overwhelm the system, to send people up here with numbers, or to invite people in numbers that are overwhelm the system, but which make it difficult, given people's moral values in this country, to say, I'm going to simply turn them away. It's an attempt to just change the situation, the facts and circumstances on the ground, by just overwhelming the current status quo with this new reality. And this would fit, for those of us that aren't afraid to take it back and look at things like Rules for Radicals, which was written by the gentleman who was a teacher for both Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Obama. This was right out of his playbook. So one could be forgiven for thinking that there's something going on here more than just a spontaneous humanitarian crisis.
Well, what I think is interesting here, and I think one of the reasons that the press is not being allowed in there, is purely and simply because the government, the administration specifically, knew that this thing was going to happen. I mean, with the national security apparatus that they have that monitors things like this, they knew it was going to happen. They saw this thing. They were aware of this thing way, way before it hit the borders. And I don't think there's much of any question about that. I think what we have here is a major, major screw-up on the part of the administration. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, did the House and the Senate know about it? I don't know. That's something I simply can't weigh in on. But it's pretty well a given fact that the administrative branch did know about it. And the fact that they did nothing is absolutely appalling to me. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs. He's going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Republican Party.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to chat with Glenn Downs right now. You know, Glenn, the big event last week in political circles was the fact that Eric Cantor got defeated by a gentleman who is, among other things, an economics professor and very, very libertarian in his dealings, very conservative in his dealings. The story that came out that I read earlier in the week from an organization called the Daily Beast, pretty popular. I mean, Alexa rating of 949, so there's an awful lot of people who read this stuff. But they bring out the fact that liberals typically are closer to the center by far than conservatives. And, you know, they imply that the conservatives, who are much, much more to the right of center than liberals are to the left of center, are going to take over the Republican Party. And I would have to say that the natural outgrowth of that is going to be that you're going to see the Democratic Party get much, much stronger, because I think more people in this country are to the center as opposed to significantly to the right of center. I think that's what happened to Cantor, quite frankly, is that the Republicans, interestingly enough, just wanted him out of there because they wanted one of their own. I don't want to say all the Republicans, but I certainly would say the Tea Party folks want one of their own in there who is considerably farther away from the center point than anybody else. Any comments on that?
Yeah, Al, I'm not sure I buy that at all. The fact is, I'm not sure this was a right, left, or center kind of question, but rather it is a populism versus elitism kind of an argument. You know, it's not a question of somebody wanted somebody, people to be more conservative. But I guess it was a question, I think, in that case at least, and you look at the analysis afterwards, that there is a belief that Mr. And look at Mr. at the Dave Bratt, the guy that beat Eric Cantor, had a pretty methodical stump speech that apparently he gave, and in it he espoused a criticism of the Republican Party leadership that he felt was too beholden to Wall Street, too concerned about corporate preferences, crony capitalism, concern about institutions in K Street rather than Main Street. And I think out there in the country, there is a growing sense that there's some truth to that. And matter of fact, there's a publication, since we're citing publications, a publication called the National Journal put out, one of their reporters put out an article in the aftermath of the Cantor defeat that said, hey, wait a minute, this really isn't a right-left thing, because he had gone out and done some reportage around the country and had found that people that identify themselves as being left of center were equally upset with the Democratic leadership in Washington, thinking they're too concerned about maintaining the power and privileges of people in Washington and on Wall Street, and worried about international obligations or concerns, and not enough about their mainstream concerns. So this particular reporter's take on the whole thing was, whether you were left or right, you needed to figure out which side of the barricade you were on. Are you going to be with the elites or with more of the populace? And that seems to be the growing divide. If you take a look at in the European elections, this is just a U.S.-only phenomenon. In the European Union elections, you had all sorts of parties that had, frankly, some pretty different points of view about the role and nature of government, but they all had one thing in common across Europe, is that they were skeptical about power being centralized in Brussels and decisions being taken away from locally, from voters and from local sovereign governments, and being centralized there in Brussels. And you're seeing an echo of that, I think, in these U.S. elections. So this Cantor loss, some people are trying to now say, well, this is not about anything other than Mr. Cantor perhaps being out of touch with his district, or being not sensitive enough to dealing with individual people's concerns. But I see this happening myself across a broad geographic spectrum and across a broad ideological spectrum, as people find that government is not working for them. The economy is not working for them, but they see certain people with access to power and privilege doing very well. Thank you very much.
Glenn, I think the biggest story about this Cantor defeat was simply the fact that one politician who was very Wall Street friendly, being Cantor, was defeated by somebody who didn't have the same funding behind him, and really no one really knew about him before he accepted his speech. I read an article that said Professor Bratt's Wikipedia page was only two sentences long by the time that he had defeated Cantor. I found that quite interesting. We'll get into that topic later. However, I want to just get your opinion. What's your feeling? How do you feel about this shift and the potential future implications of this?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. I mean, I personally have some sympathy with the people who see power and privilege here in Washington, D.C., having protected itself and sort of circling the wagons. You know, Washington, D.C.'s got 6 of the 10 wealthiest counties in America right around it, and it's not because people here were smarter than anybody else, or working harder than other people, or making new inventions. Just the resources and money have been sucked from around the country here to Washington, D.C. Property prices housing prices never took a dive here. Incomes never took a dive here. And in fact, the disproportionate percentage of all the stimulus that was done under the Obama stimulus programs made its way back here to the Washington, D.C. area. Big surprise. So I have some sympathy for that. But on the other hand, my concern is that even if we got rid of all the bad actors that hold levers of power around here and replaced them with Moses or Jesus or somebody, the fact is that our country has dug itself into a demographic debt and compound interest hole that we're not going to be able to get out of by shifting leadership around. The die has been cast already, And everybody's not going to get, we've discussed this before many times on your show, the contingent liabilities of the country are such that everybody's not going to get what they think they're going to get. Some people are going to win and some people are going to lose. And I'm very concerned that if we don't face up to these problems, then that what you're going to see is more than just a populist revolt. You might begin to see really unfortunate civil disobedience that rises to the level of violence in some cases. So populism out of hand is not a good thing.
No, populism out of hand is definitely not a good thing. You know, it's interesting. You talk about Washington, D.C. and the demographics there and the amount of wealth there. We were in Spokane with some friends who just moved back to Washington, D.C., bought a home in Chevy Chase, interestingly enough. And, you know, this guy makes an awful lot of money, and he said he's a pauper in that area compared to his neighbors, etc. And I have to say the interesting thing about that is liberals who throw stones at conservatives and, quote-unquote, the fat cats and those guys, I mean, you got as many, or if not more, liberals living in Washington, D.C. at this moment in time than you do conservatives. So I think we have a little bit of the pot calling the kettle black, for lack of better terms. But I think what this particular topic really brings home to me, Glenn, is the fact that, you know, the entire country needs a bit of a change in direction. You know, it's not just the conservatives, it's not just the liberals, but it's just, I would have to say, unscrupulous politicians. And I know them from both sides of the aisle, as you do. And I got to tell you, I don't see a whole lot of difference in terms of personal, for lack of better terms, direction on either part. And that's the thing that I think really needs to be changed. Can it be changed? Maybe eventually. I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime, though, and that's sad. Glenn, always a pleasure talking to you. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be back with a new guest, Abby Gilbert. He is a very interesting financial analyst. You're going to find his conversation to be fascinating.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, back to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. We have a new guest on our show. This fellow is, you talk about qualifications, got many, many significant, sophisticated qualifications. His name is Avi Gilbert. Avi is both an accountant and an attorney. He is the founder of an organization called the Elliott Wave Trader. The Elliott Wave Trader has staff all over the world. I guess I'd have to say that they're a great example of a virtual office, but they've got highly qualified people all over the world who contribute to their organization. The Elliott Wave Trader, through Avi, has featured almost on a weekly basis on CBS MarketWatch and other sites. This guy is really good, I have to say. He was introduced to us by our friend Laura Stein. Avi, tell us a little bit, if you would, first about the Elliott Wave Trader, and then let's get into the markets.
Well, we have 7 analysts on the site who handle all the different markets throughout the world, including various world markets, the U.S. equities. We have a very strong concentration, several people concentrating on gold and silver, as well as other metals as well. We have a strong concentration on the miners, which we're tracking very, very closely right now, looking for a long-term investing opportunity for bottoming in the miners. We track crude. We track Forex. So we cover most of the major markets worldwide with our 7 analysts that are on the site. We have about 1,500 people in our site, and about half of them are active daily. So they also contribute significantly in our trading room. So we have a lot of eyes and ears on world markets all over the place.
Avi, can you go into a little bit of background on yourself, how you got into trading and how you started up the website?
Well, yeah, it's actually a bit of a sad story. My wife passed a little bit over a couple of years ago, but years before that, she was diagnosed with a very serious form of cancer. I was formerly a partner at a major firm. I had to leave to take care of my wife and 4 children. The youngest one was only 11 days old when we found out about her cancer. I started day trading. I traded for a while before that, but I started learning Elliott Wave a little before that, and I really delved into it at that point. It just became a second nature to me, and I started making market calls and identifying turning points in the market, sometimes within pennies, and people started taking notice, and ultimately it led to Elliott Wave Trader.
You know, I'm curious about one thing. I know Laura and I became friends probably about 10 or 12 years ago because of her involvement in the mining industry. And you mentioned that you follow the miners. And I'm assuming that in that sense you mean all of the mining companies. Specifically, what sector within the miners do you follow? 100% juniors, well-established seniors? Where do you concentrate?
We've actually taken apart JDXJ as well as GDX and, I'm sorry, GDXJ and GDX, and we've followed the major holdings within those two because we were trying to determine whether or not they have a long-term bottom in place yet. Our conclusion just looking at those charts was very, very questionable, and what we've seen is that a number of those miners that make up those funds have not bottomed in their long-term patterns yet. So both in miners as well as metals, we are still looking for longer-term bottoms. Ideally, we'd like to see the setups we're watching right now follow through to create those bottoms within the next few months at much lower levels. But you know, due to the corrective nature, it could drag out longer.
Avi, what are some of the factors out there that would tell you that we have reached one of these bottoms and it's a good time to move in and start buying?
It's all going to be based upon I'm looking for a final flush. At this point, based on the sentiment I'm seeing and the patterns that I'm watching, it does not seem as though there is enough bearishness, believe it or not, about metals. I think there's going to be one more final flush that will probably take out the 2013 lows, and I think once I see that final flush, we'll be able to pinpoint probably within a month or two of that period of time, I think you'll probably see the major bottom in the metals.
You know, it's interesting, Avi. We've got three technicians on our site who come on every day, Gary Savage, Rick Ackerman, and Chris Temple, and they basically are feeling that we have seen the bottom. We may see a little bit of a hiccup, but they're feeling that from now, you know, into the relatively near future, you're probably going to see some strength in the metals. Our philosophy on this program is you listen to as many people as you possibly can, and then you obviously make your own decision. We stress that to our listeners. It's very, very important that you don't just listen to one person, for lack of better terms. But now, having said that, you also are uncannily accurate, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of your calls on S&P futures. Let's talk about that a little bit right now. You know, right now, the S&P is at record highs. It continues to climb, albeit not at nearly as strong a rate. But where do you see the conventional markets as measured by S&P futures going, you know, in the near term anyway?
Well, as we're tracking it right now, we've been waiting for this pullback that I expected it this week, as I wrote about recently. We were expecting this pullback that we're seeing right now. My ideal scenario would see another marginal high for considering the top in place. And as long as we can maintain over my ideal level to maintain is usually probably about 1913 on the September futures. As long as we can maintain over that level, then I can see another marginal high being made into the end of this month. If we take out the 1890 region on the September futures, which is closer to the 1900 region, I believe, in the cash index, I believe that we may very well have topped in the longer-term trend. And over the next several months, I've been watching a couple of fractals that are pointing in the IWM as well as the NASDAQ to take us down very, very quickly in the same way we saw the correction occur in 2011. And my ideal target would be around the 200 DMA on the S&P 500.
So, Avi, from an overall perspective, would you consider these markets to be in a bubble, or do you think they're healthy?
You know, I don't consider markets in from that perspective. I consider them from, you know, waves of optimism and pessimism. And when markets get too optimistic, then, you know, it's ultimately time for the market to turn towards more pessimism. And the degree of pessimism usually tells us the degree of the correction. So for now, you know, I think optimism is quite high. I'm not 100% certain that if the optimism has absolutely topped. I believe we're close. I do believe we're close.
Most of the folks on our show would agree with you. They're feeling that the optimism, you know, where we are close to a top right now. I guess what I would say is it's pretty well accepted fact that the government is running the markets right now in terms of where the capital is coming from, for lack of better terms. I would have to say that if we see a major capitulation in the markets, at least my opinion is that I think that's going to bode very, very negatively for the country. Comments on that?
As long as we stay over the 1650 level on the S&P 500, I know it's 300 points lower, 275 points lower from where we are today. I'm still looking for 150-point drop. As long as we maintain over 1650, I'm looking for this market to be over 2,000 easily, potentially heading up to 3,000, believe it or not. 1650, if that level does not hold, then I'm open to a much larger bear market going into 2016.
Well, you know, it's interesting that what you're saying that you're looking for, when you say 1650, I'm assuming obviously that you're referring to the S&P. Boy, I gotta tell you, man, I don't know, a 3,000 S&P, that would be absolutely amazing to me. A lot of people in the conventional markets would be making an awful lot of money if that were the case. It's, you know, I guess in my mind, the million-dollar question is, as the old Eric Burton rock and roll song went, just how long can a good thing last? I don't know if I use the word market manipulation, and I'm, you know, I don't know if it can continue to take these markets to the point where it is. But then again, by the same token, you know, I sound like I'm talking in circles here, but success is going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, or possibly could be a self-fulfilling prophecy, if in fact people realize that this is the way it has to be. If people have to realize that a lot of the fundamentals may not make any sense, but boy, I'll tell you, if they don't work, the entire economy isn't going to work. So I don't know. Avi, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Going to have you on as frequently as you're able. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only 1 $179. Two cases for only $355. Or get three cases for only $515. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.